at Revelation Music.
You see, when you begin to say something like this, some people will call you a fool. Some people will call you a fool. When you say, all I live for is I want to know God, nothing else matters to me, others will call you a fool. But you see, there is always a fool in you. Every human being is a fool. Everybody seated here is a fool. It just depends on what you are a fool to. Everybody is a fool. It depends on what you are a fool for. There is a way you behave to another person, you are a fool. To a different person, you are wise. It depends on who is defining whether you are a fool or not. There is a way you will behave. Mr. A will look at you and say, you are smart. You are doing well. Wonderful. Bravo. Mr. B will look at you and say, you are a big fool. It depends on who is defining you. And one thing I realize is, the ways of God and the ways of this world are two different things. The ways of God are foolishness to the world. The ways of the world are foolishness to God. It depends on who is calling you a fool. So many of us, in the bid of not to be called fools by people we see, in the bid of not to be called fools by the world, because we want the world to clap for us, because we want the world to call us good names, because we want the world to call us successful people, because we want the world to say very good things about us, we become fools in the eyes of God. So if you think you are a fool, or if you think you are smart, if you think you are wise, who is defining you? Who is calling you a wise man? Who is calling you a wise woman? Who is calling you a smart guy? Who is calling you a smart babe? Is it God? Paul writing said, we have become fools for the sake of Christ. Can we become fools for the sake of God? What are you running after? What are you pursuing? If you want to know what you are a fool for, check what you are pursuing. If you want to know what you are a fool for, check what you are running after. Check what you are going after. Are you going after fame? Are you going after money? Are you going after... So, see, these things may not be bad in themselves. But if this is what you boast in, if this is what all your life means, if they take these things out of you and that is all you have to show, something is wrong, sir. And God is saying, Can we walk? Can we have a move? Can we have a relationship? Others may call you a fool. Others may say, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. No. This guy is not smart. But heaven is giving you a thumbs up. While the world is saying, this guy is a fool. This guy is wasting his life. This guy is misbehaving. This guy is doing it. He does not know how to live. They say you don't have brain. They say you are a Jew guy. They say a lot of things about you. But heaven is saying, this guy is smart. Well, on the other hand, the world can be clapping for you. The world will say you are successful. But heaven is shaking its head. Heaven is saying, what foolishness is this? The rich young man gathered a lot around himself. After he gathered, he said, now I have attained. I have come to a place where I will sit and enjoy. And when God looked at him, he said, Kai, what a fool. The things we are running after, that the world is saying these things are correct, these things are wonderful, is God saying the same thing about them? Are you a fool for God or a fool for the world? Which one is better? Is it better for God to call you a fool or the world? And the funny thing is, when the world is calling you a fool, you always hear it. You always say the world will meet you, they will look at you in the face and tell you you are a fool. But when God is calling you a fool, you may not know it. You may not know it because all the people around you may be clapping for you. All the people around you may be hailing you. Even when they know you are going down into the pit, they will be hailing you. But heaven is saying, Kai, this guy is a fool. He doesn't know what he is doing. Usually the choices of our hearts, our decision, our foolishness before God. What we want, what we desire, our foolishness before God. Can we boast in Christ alone and not in the foolishness of our hearts? Not in the wisdom of this world. Let it not be that it is the world that is defining wisdom for us. It's high time we stop leaving the world to define our lives. Let nobody come and define you successful or not. Let God define you whether you're successful. It's foolishness. Nobody created you in this world. Let the person who created you, let the person who knows the essence of why he created you, determine whether you are successful or not. Why will you allow somebody who is struggling with his life to define your life? Are you boasting in the wisdom of this world? Little wonder if the world says that if you have a PhD, you are successful. Everybody wants to go to school. If the world says if you have billions, you are successful, everybody wants to make money. By hook or by crook. Those things may not be bad in themselves. But are they the things you are pursuing? Are they the things you are living your life for? Can you say, I will boast in Christ alone, not in the foolishness of my heart? Most of the decisions we make and we think they are wisdom, they are foolishness. Not in the wisdom the world defines. It's not in the wisdom of the world. The next one we're about to do is boasting in Christ. It is not in the foolishness of my heart that I will boast. It is not in the wisdom of this world that I will boast. Boasting in Christ.
Trust in you. Of man, it is like chasing after.